This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. We are so excited. It's a beautiful day out there, and we are so thrilled to be with you this afternoon. I just want to welcome you. And we have a very super special guest in the studio this afternoon, and it's one of my favorite topics. We are going to talk about empowering women in the marketplace. So we have Dr. Ziva Spanningberg in the studio with us this afternoon, and she is the national president of South African Christian Businesswoman and a renowned successful businesswoman in her own rights. She is a CEO of Ziva Collective and the author and a publisher. Oh my goodness, you've got a resume of note, Dr. Ziva. Thank you for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Renette, and to the listeners. It's really a privilege to be here, and I just want to convey my thanks also to Radio K Pulpit for the management team and for the great work that you are doing and getting the gospel out on the airwaves. It's really been an honor to be here today.
Oh, bless you. And we are really so excited. We, as you know, Radio Pulpit is going into some great things. So we just would love to encourage you to tune in on us. We're on Facebook Live today, so you can see our beautiful guests in the studio as well and get to know us a little bit better. And please comment and like and share. And really looking forward to spending the afternoon with you. But I have got the most amazing song I'm going to play now, one of my very favorites, and it's by Bethel, and it is Raise a Hallelujah. Amen. And now we can go into Amen. This after. It's an absolute blessing to us, and I am so looking forward to listening to this. We will be with you straight after this beautiful music break. Enjoy. Good afternoon, family and friends, and if you've just joined us, we are live on Facebook, and we have a very special guest in the studio with us this afternoon. She's Dr. Ziva Spanningberg, and battle sometimes with her surname. She's got a very unusual surname. And she is the president of the South African Council of Businesswomen. And we are going to discuss the topic of really empowering women in the marketplace. And Dr. Ziva, thank you so much for taking time out and being with us on your busy schedule. I know you're up and about and all over the country, but thank you for being with us this afternoon. And this is really a very wonderful topic for us to share with our listeners, because, you know, there's so many entrepreneurs and so many businesswomen out there, and we need to take arms and we need to support each other. And this is such Absolutely. A beautiful platform that you people have created, because your focus is in the growing of women and, you know, and growing them in the business, as well as self-discovery, because there's many of us that decide, no, we're going to stop in the working place, you know, stop in the marketplace and maybe start our own little thing. And then we get nervous, and then we need the support of other women. Hey,
absolutely.
So just give us a little bit of a background of your journey yourself. You've been in the marketplace, but you also minister and you share, you know, your wisdom and knowledge that you've experienced over the years in the marketplace. So just share that with us,
Renette. Thank you so much, and thank you again to all the listeners. And may this interview really empower and inspire and motivate women, and particularly young entrepreneurs, you know, to take that bold step to move into the marketplace or to start your own business. Myself, I was only 28 when I started my first business after being in the bank industry for many years. And one thing I've come to learn very early is mastering the art of networking. That is one of the key principles, that was one of the key principles in my business. And through mastering the art of networking, I've come to learn also building relationships and gaining and how to gain new clients, but also finding mentors and learning from other experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, learning from, I mean, at the age of 28, you know, to find some
fresh.
Yeah, fresh.
In the starting block.
In the starting block. And to find you know, I don't want to call them elderly women, but to find...
the women of wisdom.
That's the right word. You know, women of wisdom.
And experience.
And I was fortunate enough, you know, to have a few on my path, you know, that was women really of wisdom. But also with effective networking, it's not just collecting contacts. You know, it's building genuine mutual benefit relationship. And it's also to be authentic and to listen. Not so much, you know, to speak all the time. I've found over the years, the more I listen to other women, the more knowledge I gain and the more I can advise them afterwards or I can, you know, mentor them. So, but my journey started in really ministering in the marketplace in 2012. I ended up with a stroke in the Louis Leipold Hospital.
Yes,
you remember that journey.
Oh my goodness!
And then I stepped out of the corporate world. You know, sold my business, and I mean, I had businesses from being a one man band up to at stages that are 20 to 30 staff members, and it was clear for me to step out of the corporate world and to. And just to take a bit of a sabbatical.
Yes.
And in that time, and I think you were part of that at one stage, because I think you were one of the speakers, the Lord gave me the mandate to do the 7 Ruth conferences. And I remember starting the first one and, you know, really stepped out faith, walking on the water in the barnyard and... 2 weeks prior to the event, no tickets were sold, and then within 2 weeks, we were fully booked. And and then it started. The last one, I think we were about 1,500 women. But what I've come to learn in that time, stepping from corporate into ministry. Is you can't separate ministry from the marketplace. And I thought, you know, I was going to make that clear cut. You know, I'm now just going to be in ministry and I'm going to be in my bubble with all due respect. But it wasn't that what the Lord planned for me. In 2019, the Lord said to me, I want you to move to Mossel Bay, Hartenbos. And... you know, and I thought, no, I must clearly got it wrong.
That's like a huge shift.
But, you know, learning to be obedient, I moved to Hartenbos and with a clear mandate to get back into the marketplace. And so with part of my DNA being networking, I've been with many networks, been part of the... a franchise group of, they were called Business Network Cape Town. I don't know if you can remember them.
Yes, yes.
But also they've gone quite
I used
big.
To attend many of your networking
in Malmesbury
events.
Days,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
But, so definitely network marketing per se and the marketplace and ministry, no separation at all. So all in all, it's been a tough journey. The challenges that I had on my journey was moving from a support structure, and from knowing the area, you know, knowing.
Yes, so you were totally taken out of your comfort zone.
Absolutely, you know, I was established for close to 15 years in the northern suburbs.
That's correct.
You know, also involved with a lot of networking and...
and you know your people. You know, there's so many people that you connected with.
My family was
here.
Close. My sister was close. I had a lot of spiritual mentors. And to be taken out of your support structure, your contacts... And to be really, you know, to get stripped of that security type of thing, you know, moving to...
And into the unknown.
Exactly. And I think that is the thing where, you know, that sometimes we, you know, fear steps in. for the, you know, for us being to have the moving to a new town with the unknown. And I must say to you that that has been one of my toughest challenges that I had to overcome.
Yes.
To find my feet in a new town, no family, no mentors that I've
yes,
that
you
I know
lean on, yes.
Niemand wat ek ken nie. You know, and I remember the first 3 months saying, you know, what on earth am I doing here? Shouldn't I just back up and go back? And I knew that I had to be in the marketplace. Yeah, and within when I sort of got over myself.
Yes, and that's a good way of putting it.
When I got over myself after the 3 months, I decided, well, the quickest that I need to, you know, to pick myself up and move forward, if I want to, you know, to be in the marketplace and if I want to take up being an entrepreneur again myself, not going back to the corporate world, but becoming a solo entrepreneur.
That's correct.
Is that I need to do what I've been doing since the age of 28, is network marketing.
Yes.
So that is really part and parcel
of your journey.
Of my journey, you know.
The training.
The training.
The Lord put both
Absolutely.
Together. You had to step out so you could develop in his ways.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you came out of the corporate into ministry, but ministry was more about you getting into the place that you need to be so that you can go out there into the marketplace as a minister of God.
Absolutely.
And a beacon of light for him. I think it's so beautiful.
So with starting with a new network, and I remember in Mossel Bay that I really went literally from business to business, connecting with women, inviting them. Took a bold step and went to the Diaz Hotel and said to them, can I have one of your conference venues, but I'm only going to pay for the tea and the coffee. You mustn't charge me a venue fee. And took that step, but the Lord has gone ahead of me and
opened up many doors.
Many doors. For a year that I used their venue, I was literally just paying for the tea and the coffee and snacks with no venue fee at all.
Wonderful.
And
favor.
Absolutely. And through that, I met a phenomenal woman by the name of Lorette Groblaar. Prominent businesswoman in Mossel Bay. And she was one of my speakers, and she asked me, well, I asked her to be a speaker, and we became friends. And that's how my journey started with the SACBW. Instead of having two networks, you know, in the same town,
mm-hmm.
we decided to join
collaborate.
Join forces.
So important.
And I think that's the thing, you know, that we as women must realize, you know, that we don't need to compete. We need
yes.
to complete each other.
Complete. And, you know, and support each other. Because your footprint is different
Absolutely.
To somebody else's footprint. But you both can complement the purpose of
yes.
getting women and people lifted and into their destiny.
For sure. And if I can say, you know, the rewards that I gained through that was also when I stepped back into the marketplace, it was also that I said to myself that I need to have a teachable spirit.
Mm.
And if there's one key message also that, or one pointer that I want to leave today, apart from the other pointers that I will share,
yes.
is that have a teachable spirit.
Yes.
Don't be scared to ask somebody. Don't ever think that you cannot learn from somebody younger than you, that you cannot learn from somebody that's a packer at a grocery store, you know. You can learn.
Everybody can give you input.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You can learn from all walks of life. And as long as you've got that teachable spirit and stay humble. And through that, the Lord has really blessed me that He connected the right people at the right time. that I could learn from, but they could also learn from me.
Amen, amen. So you seasoned in that. Before we go into our next song break, music break, I really just want to encourage you about the teachable spirit. You know that we need to be in the into serving each other, and that's where the joy comes. And as the Lord says, as we serve, He goes before us. And He opens up the doors for us. And we know we seek Him and His servant heart, and the rest will follow. I love that. So thank you so much for your input on that and your profound truth on that. Because we are really women that need to, you know, we're nurturers. And we want to be prosperous. And, you know, we can learn from each other. You know, we want to do everything for free and all those kind of things. But this is an opportunity to support each other, respect each other, honor each other in their in their strengths and their what they can offer and the services they can offer. And this is the only way we can do this in today's world. You know, we cannot depend on you know, what the employment rate is. We don't look at that. We don't need to look at that.
No.
This is where we can create employment for each other and with each other by serving each other. So and thank also, you so much for that.
And also building a strong sisterhood.
Absolutely.
You know, where you can really belong and where you can be authentic and you can be real.
Amen. Amen. I love that last sentence. That is really the way it works. But family, we're just going to listen to Great is the Lord by All Sons and Daughters. I can tell you now, this is going to really be very touching to listen to. And we will join you straight after this. Good afternoon, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. And we have Dr. Ziva Spanningberg in the studio with us. If you've just joined us, we're on Facebook Live. Please join us. And she's the president of South Africa Council of Businesswomen. And I think it's very important to know about networking. And, you know, they've got a beautiful platform of how they navigate women and usher women into their destiny and the success. And how, and as you move around the country, just share with us what are you, you know, you obviously have different kinds of networks in different areas, and they obviously got their own style and culture and take on business. So just share a little bit of what you've experienced as you've traveled around South Africa.
Absolutely, Renette. Thank you so much. Yes, we've got network. We call them sisterhood, which is branches, all over the country in all the provinces. And like you say, each sisterhood branch has got a local business leader. And they've got their own, we've got a set program that we normally run. There's a standard format, but each local business leader brings a uniqueness to that network, and make her guests and her members feel special. So we really embrace that leaders take the initiative, you know, to run their networks as their own business. It's also gives them a bit of a. They all got businesses. Most of them is, you know, is either working full time or they've got businesses. They're entrepreneurs or professionals or what so forth. But again, it running a branch is also like having your another business
and another family out
and another family out there. But for me personally, you know, moving around. Brings me down to basically to one sentence. It's women, one at a time. Personally, for me, it's my goal is being to serve as a catalyst that helps women to realize their full potential and step with confidence into their destined success. It warms my heart as I travel and visiting branches and attending networks, you know, to see how women really steps into how they take ownership of their business and how they use the platform to make you know, to make their business or to add value to their businesses.
Yes.
So, you know, there's a lot of networks out there. There's other women organizations as well, and I always say to women, you need to make it work for yourself. take the platform, take the opportunity, embrace it, and make it work for you, for yourself, because there's a lot of motivation and inspirational speakers that we sometimes, but there's also speakers that share their knowledge, you know, the tips and the trades of the tool.
Yes.
Take that for yourself, but also for your business. But for me, really, it warms my heart to see how women prosper, how they can they grab the opportunities. You know, the world doesn't owe you a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make it work for yourself. And yes. And God has empowered all of us. His DNA is within us to be successful businesswomen and entrepreneurs.
Mm.
But one day at a time, one woman at a time.
Amen, amen. And obviously you've had some, you know, some real challenges out there and some lovely rewards. You know, you could just give us a little bit of insight on that.
I think one of the biggest challenges for me was in the time that I took a sabbatical when I stepped out of the corporate world, and it was like for 5-6 years that I, you know, was out of the corporate world, and then also, you know, turning getting to the age 50 plus.
Yes, please tell us about the book that you wrote.
The wisdom age. I wrote a book that says why it's never too late to start a business at the age of 50 plus. And I would love to bless listeners with that ebook, and I'll send you that PDF and then you can forward it. But and in that ebook, I also share that, and that was part of my challenges, you know, stepping back into from ministry, stepping into marketplace. But like I said in the beginning, you can't separate the two from each other. But I had to make that shift in my mind, you know, stepping back into the marketplace, starting with a new business again, or picking up my publishing company, which I've got for 22 years odd. But and you know, to start doing business again and not just ministering or going to conferences and so forth. And one of the biggest challenges for me was the social media. You know,
mm-hmm. That's the challenge for
I'm
me,
I'm telling
guys.
You, looking at how the social media platforms and all the technology and everything, you know, in a matter of 5 years, how it advanced. And I quickly had to, you know, to learn.
Yes.
So I took Canva
Get
courses.
Get with the program.
And I had to take all these courses. And there's a couple of, you know, well, it cost you a couple of money as well. But I just made that decision that age is just a number. Technology and today we've got even AI and
all that competing with us.
All competing with us. But I think that was a challenge, you know, for me. It's all that technical media and all that, you know, all that stuff. But I must say, 5-6 years now later, I can fairly help myself. I can even make small videos, and I can do all my
amazing
designs. And yeah, and having the publishing company doing, you know, the layouts and the design, the covers and so forth, because of I set my mind to it.
Yes,
I didn't use excuses for age.
Mm.
For being out of the marketplace, for not having a mentor again. I took that bold step to say, you know.
You're going to get onto this
I'm
page.
I'm going to get onto that page.
Mm.
And I'm still learning, you know. I think if we as women can also get something, if we can write something on a tablet of our hearts, is to say, don't ever think that we've got a lot of knowledge and you've come to learn a lot of that you've arrived.
Mm, never.
Because when you get to
totally
that place, it becomes very dangerous within business, within ministry, that if you think you've arrived because you've achieved so much over a short period of time, or if you of jy is in 'n sekere posisie, jy het 'n sekere titel, jy het sekere accolades agter jou naam. You never will arrive. You will only arrive the day when you go to heaven or when the Lord comes.
Yes.
So for me, that's part of remaining true and authentic.
And relevant. Eh?
And relevant. And to have that teachable spirit.
Mm.
So our networks are doing very well all over the country. You know, we've got branches that got attendance like 60 to 90 ladies at a single network meeting. And overall, all our branches, our sisterhoods are doing very well. And I'm very proud to say that it's the team effort with local business leaders, my regional leaders, our Manco team, and it remains a team effort, you know, and the organization is growing, and we're also not on an island. We like to collaborate with media. Mm. We've got media partners. We've got other organization. So we're open for collaborations. Because I think the day is long gone by.
Where we want to reinvent our own wheels.
Yes, and you think you can just sit on your own little kingdom. We need to network. It's like the pieces of the puzzle, you know, that just sort of fits in. And no organization is, again, we don't have to compete. We can complete each other.
Absolutely.
Every women organization out there is got something unique that they bring to the table.
Amen, amen. We're going to follow up further with this conversation straight after Africa by Glenn Robertson. But I do want to share with you that you need to know that this is an opportunity. If in your areas that you might want to start something, just, you know, we'll give Ziva's details afterwards as well, and how you can go onto their website and see what they're about and see if you would want to even join a group in your area. So they will be sharing that with you straight after the program. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to Glenn Robertson, and he is going to sing Africa, and he's a wonderful local artist, which I love very much. So enjoy. We'll see you now. Amen. God is in control. That's all we know. And we are so blessed. That was such an amazing song for our country where we're at right now. And we just know God has got our beautiful, beautiful Africa in his perfect, wonderful, miracle working hands. And we can just know that he is in control. Amen. Hallelujah. And we've just got an amazing guest in the studio this afternoon, and her focus is in really encouraging women to start their own business. And I mean, she's written a beautiful book. We will give you the number that you can contact our studio's number, and just so that you can understand, even after 50, many of us have retired, or we're wanting to get out of what we're not passionate about anymore and move into something we're passionate about. Doesn't matter if you're making Cook Sisters or whatever, or doing something great, or Social media is another problem for me. But anyway, I'm the last horse in the stable. So I've just listened to this little lecture right here, and I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to up my game. And all I want to say to you ladies out there, just be encouraged. God is never done with us. You know, we're always going to be relevant.
Absolutely.
And there is no retirement age. There is no retirement age in the kingdom of God. So don't look at the status of the country and your business, your job says, no, you must off you go into the sunset at 60.
Yeah.
No, you go and do something that you're passionate about. So let us just take courage here. And, you know, Dr. Ziva is going to really give us some advice on how to start and some new entrepreneurs and ideas and whatever that she can offer us right now.
Thank you, Ranit. Like I just said, you're never too late to start a business and live out your dreams. If you feel a pull or calling to start a business, trust that it's worth exploring. Your experience, your knowledge, and passion can become the foundation for something really remarkable. Take that first step today, no matter how small, whether it's jotting down your ideas, researching the market, or reaching out for advice. Every great business begins with a single action, and yours can too. For those ladies that are already in business, join a network platform, and preferably the SACBW.
Yes. Well, you're pounding away, growing like mushrooms all over the country.
That will really inspire you and motivate you and equip and empower you. We've got so many resources available to women. Mm-hmm. You know, we're launching our bursary fund for matric girls where they can apply. We've got an academy that's launching that you can do a leadership course. Our annual is also there for women. We've got three categories. We actually got four. But the three main categories, Business Women of the Year, there is so many entrepreneurs. And you don't have to be a corporate woman, a corporate business. You can be a professional person. You can be a single solopreneur. You can enter the Business Woman of the Year. Mm-hmm. Those recognition, that award opens up doors and gives you so much exposure for yourself and your business. And also, it's a process of growing.
Yes.
Then we also got the Entrepreneur of the Year, and we've also got a Warrior Woman. And then we've also got a Communion Warrior Woman. And I want to challenge the listeners of Radio Cape Pulpit. There is so many community warrior women in this northern suburbs. I don't know how far your airwaves goes out. I know to the end of the earth.
Yes, and everybody, but yeah, locally.
Yeah, locally, but is to nominate that community warrior woman. That woman that helps at the SPCA, that helps at the Cancer Association, that. Whatever she does is because you can nominate those women free of charge. There's no cost involved, so that the SACBW
can acknowledge them.
Can acknowledge them
and the work that they're doing.
And that they work to do. You know, they're really the unsung heroes out
yes,
there.
Yes, absolutely.
So that is part of what the SACBW stands for. You know, the council is proud to have these have these resources for women to enter, to become part of it, to use the platform, and then also particularly coming up with the academy that we're launching in July. We've already started with the pilot course in the beginning of April. We've put all our leaders now through the course.
Wow, that's wonderful.
And at Lynch, you know, there's a couple of modules. There's definitely
they can
marketing.
Upskill you, hey?
Absolutely,
in all areas.
All
wonderful.
Areas. Emotional intelligence. You know, sometimes I remember many years ago, you know, that I learned about the difference between IQ and EQ. You might have a lot of IQ, but if you don't have EQ,
it means nothing.
You know, it's just to have that compassion for each other.
Yes,
you don't have to have all the answers, and you don't always have to be right.
Mm-hmm.
If I need to choose to be right, I'll rather choose to have compassion.
Amen.
So, again, inviting all women to contact us. We've got an email address.
Yes, please share.
info@sacbw.org. And then our website is www.sacbw.org. But Renette has also got all those contact details. And send us an email. You know, even if we don't sell memberships.
Mm.
I'm not canvassing for a membership today.
It's collaboration and support.
For collaboration and support and building relationships.
Amen. I love the heart of that.
And if you can understand that at our networks, we don't want to sell membership. Yes, there is membership. You can become a member of the SACBW. But if you've built a stronger relationship, you build a strong sisterhood, you build a strong community.
Yes.
And the multiplication, and then you can start joining hands with other organizations and you can start serving the community.
Because the way you should.
For me personally, it's really to serve and not to be served.
Amen. I love the heart of that. We actually, as Radio Cape Pulpit, are going to join a meeting tomorrow in Bellville here at Coffee Therapy. Hey? Is that
right.
Where we're going? Hey?
Yes.
So I'm just letting you know there is a hub starting here.
Now, the app has been here for we started the Cape branch last year already.
Oh, okay.
It's just a bit of a relaunch and a new leadership that's taking over. And we're looking to grow Cape Town and the rest of Cape Town. We're looking at the Helderberg area and a couple of other areas as well.
Yes, keep your ears open and go and look onto their website. They'll tell you everything what's happening
there.
You'll
see all the branches.
All the branches. Okay. What we want to just let you know, you can just contact our station and speak to Susan. I'm going to let her know about the book that you might want to be passed on to you. It's 021-180-5744. And be encouraged. Go and start a business. Do something on the sideline. You know, if you need to try, you know, transition is always healthy. It's so much opportunities for us to grow. And I just want to encourage you out there. Come on, girls. Support each other. Seek each other out. Build beautiful relations. You know, because get in amongst the people that are like-minded like you.
Absolutely.
And take this opportunity to really collaborate and serve each other. So that is the end of our program already. Can you believe time has just flown? Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon, Dr. Ziva.
Thank you, listeners and Cape Pulpit. It's really been a privilege traveling. Got up at 4 this morning and traveling from Swellendam.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's been a
well
privilege.
Well done. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. And family and friends out there, be safe. Take care of each other. Follow Jesus. Put your life at his feet and he will set the path straight. I know we're going through perilous and strange things are happening in the atmosphere, but just look up to him, praise him, worship him, and your path. He is in control. Just don't take your eyes off him in these times. Just keep your eyes focused on him at all times. So family and friends, have a good week. See you same time next week. God bless you and goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.